I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, you are about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Discovery. Time flies when you're learning super cool stuff. I'm Nate.
And I'm Callie. If you're dropping in for the first time, welcome to Curiosity, where we aim to blow your mind by helping you to grow your mind. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back.
Today, you'll learn about a radical idea for installing a curtain around a massive ice sheet, how positive vibrations might help people with social anxiety, and new tech that could remove dangerous forever chemicals from our environment.
Without further ado, let's satisfy some curiosity. The Thwaites Glacier in West Antarctica is not doing so great. It's the largest glacier on Earth at nearly 75 miles wide. And it's thick, like it's really thick. It towers over the bedrock anywhere from around 2,600 feet to nearly 4,000 feet up, which is over 11 football fields high, and it's melting.
And this is the one they call the Doomsday Glacier, right?
That's the one. By some estimates, it's already dropped over a trillion tons of ice since 2000. That's a trillion with a T. Scientists say that if a total collapse would occur, which is becoming more and more likely, global sea levels could rise by as much as 2 feet.
Right. We've reported on sea level rise before. And like, I know that 2 feet doesn't necessarily sound like a lot, but it could displace literally tens of millions of people living in coastal areas.
But that's just the beginning, because the Thwaites also acts a bit like a plug, keeping warm seawaters from melting other glaciers.
Oh, boy. So if it's gone, the other glaciers could go with it.
And it's just a big icy domino effect. That would mean as much as 10 feet of sea level rise, which could threaten civilization.
Okay, so I'm hoping that, you know, this is the part of the story where you have good news. Yay!
I mean, maybe. So a glaciologist named John Moore and a team of scientists who have been focused on Thwaites for years have put forth a pretty wild solution. They want to install a curtain.
A curtain, you mean like on the glacier?
Actually around the glacier, this would be a 62-mile-long underwater set of curtains on the Amundsen seafloor that would act as a barrier, blocking warm sea currents from just lapping into the base of the glacier.
Okay. As wild as that sounds, it actually makes some sense. Like, if my thinking is correct, it's that warmer seawater is making contact with the base of the glacier, and that's causing so much of the melt, right? So I guess if you could slow down the rate at which the warm water makes contact with the glacier...
Yeah, it's really as simple as that. But as always, there's one problem.
Is it that you can't just drop by Lowe's and pick up a 62-mile-long Arctic glacier curtain?
I mean, even if you could, the team estimates it could cost around $50 billion.
Plus, how do you even install something like that?
I mean, that's a great question. John Moore and the team are working on that part right now, actually. The initial experiments are relatively low in cost. They are testing a 3-foot-tall prototype in water tanks and want to eventually scale up to a prototype in the River Cam and from there to a large-scale Norwegian fjord. But the beauty of this concept is that it's removable.
You know, this is really just a different flavor of geoengineering, isn't it? Some ideas to slow climate change involve seeding the atmosphere with chemicals or spraying iron over snowbanks, but those aren't exactly reversible, are they?
Not exactly. And that's what makes the curtain so compelling. If they find unexpected consequences, they can just take it out. But obviously, that would be a $50 billion gamble. But when you consider sea level rise could cost cities and countries that much to combat every single year, it starts to sound like a bargain.
Social anxiety disorder affects over 12% of the population by some estimates. And people who suffer from this disorder can feel intense fear and anxiety in social situations. They often fear being judged, watched, or humiliated by others, which can lead to some pretty serious social avoidance.
And this is an area that's getting a lot of attention lately from researchers because for the longest time, it seemed like it wasn't widely accepted as a real thing, right?
Sure. Like a lot of anxiety disorders, until neuroscience was able to catch up, the common solution was to just be brave or get over it. Of course, there is evidence now suggesting a wide range of brain neurobiological mechanisms behind the disorder and some compelling research about the causes, but treatments remain somewhat elusive.
And it's generally some mix of therapy and medications, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a range of effectiveness. But a new study might have just produced a new tool for the social anxiety toolbox. And it vibrates.
Huh. Are they recommending sitting in one of those massage chairs at the mall? Because I actually think that would really work.
Well, not quite, but sort of. So researchers from the University of Glasgow knew that some physical interventions, like listening to headphones or meditating, can actually calm down those social anxiety feelings. But there's a problem.
Doesn't exactly help you to be more social if you're wearing headphones or meditating.
Yeah, not exactly. So they wanted to know if a simple handheld device could provide the same kind of soothing stimulation that would alleviate social anxiety.
So what is this device?
Well, that's where this gets interesting. Because in the first phase of the study, they had 20 volunteers with social anxiety design their own palm-sized comfort objects using different materials. You know, clay or Lego, fake fur, stuff like that.
It was a crafting session, basically.
Yeah. The designs ranged from spherical to textured shapes to really just anything that the participant felt would give them comfort. In phase two, the researchers took those objects and made them vibrate and let other participants choose the one that evoked personal calming memories. Most of the participants found these objects pleasant and, well, calming.
Okay, but did that work on their social anxiety?
Well, that is phase three. They had participants give a presentation to others over Zoom.
No, my heart rate is speeding up just thinking about that.
Some of them were given the vibrating objects, others were not. So while these comfort objects, as they're calling them, didn't significantly alter physiological stress markers, the participants themselves reported a noticeable sense of relief.
So maybe it didn't cure the physiological anxiety, but it allowed the participants to work through it.
That's one possibility. They would like to conduct more studies to confirm the results and get a better understanding of what's actually going on when people hold these objects. But if it continues to prove effective, there is a huge potential here. Developing discrete, personalized devices that offer emotional support in challenging social situations could be a game changer for millions of people struggling with social anxiety.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For at least 8 decades, chemicals known as PFAS have been used in the production of just about everything we consider to be a modern convenience. Nonstick cookware, water and stain-resistant fabrics, cosmetics, firefighting foams. In just about any product that resists grease, water, and oil, you'll probably find PFAS.
I know where this is going because this has been a huge story over the past few years. PFAS are the forever chemicals, right?
You nailed it. These chemicals just don't go away. And since we've been using them in so many products and applications for so many decades, they're turning up everywhere. And that would be fine, except some of them have proven to be extremely hazardous to human health. And the hazards of others still aren't exactly known.
So some of them are definitely dangerous, but all of them could be dangerous?
That's a really good way to put it. We know two things for sure. They are everywhere, including in us, and they're really, really hard to get rid of. I know we've talked about them before, mostly because they are potentially a really big problem. They don't break down very easily, and they have a real knack for migrating into our water, our soil, and our air, which leads to widespread contamination. But there could be the start of a solution on the horizon.
Knowing what I know about PFAS, just how persistent they are, I can't imagine what a solution would look like.
Okay, this one involves lasers.
You have my attention.
Right? So researchers at the University of Rochester focused on a type of PFAS called perfluorooctane sulfonate, or PFOS. The lead researcher, Astrid Moeller, happens to have expertise in ultrafast lasers, material science, chemistry, and chemical engineering.
What an underachiever.
Right? She was able to use that background to create a nanocatalyst.
So a very small catalyst.
Yeah, that would be layman's terms. It's a material that can essentially pull the fluoride out of the PFOS before it gets into the environment where it does its damage. So they take non-precious metals, which are effective as catalysts in the defluorination process, and they're cheap. And they basically blast them with lasers in a liquid medium. All of this creates nanoparticles with the right composition for the job.
Not exactly something you can just do at home.
I'm not even going into detail here. There are plasma plumes involved, rapid cooling the whole thing. But the result are these specifically size-controlled nanoparticles that, when attached to carbon paper, is able to attract water and the PFOS in that water.
And the nanoparticles act as a catalyst to help break down those PFOS?
Yeah, exactly. So there's another way to do this using what's called boron-doped diamond. But there's a problem.
Ooh, is the problem that diamonds are rare and expensive?
But this process uses non-precious metals and carbon paper. The team says it costs 10 times less than the other process and can be deployed in a small footprint using solar energy to power it up.
And that would mean it could get used even where resources are limited, right?
Yep. And as we know, those are often the places with the worst problems. If they can ramp this up, it could be a game changer.
Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up.
Geoengineers propose a bold $50 billion plan to install massive underwater curtains around the Antarctic's Doomsday Glacier to slow its catastrophic melting and prevent a potential 10-foot rise in global sea levels.
Researchers have developed handheld comfort objects that vibrate with calming patterns, like a purring cat or raindrops, showing promise in helping people with social anxiety manage stress.
Researchers have revolutionized the fight against forever chemicals by developing a cost-effective, scalable method using laser-created nanoparticles from non-precious metals to detoxify water of harmful PFAS.
Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery.
You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we would love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.